Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, let's talk a little high school basketball recruiting, a little college recruiting with Eric Bossy of 24/7 Sports. For my money, he's the best person to talk to about this topic. Eric, how you doing, my man?
I'm hanging in there. How are you doing, C-Dot?
Doing great, man. Happy to have you join us on the show today. Let's just start with this. I've seen Darren Peterson play one time. I'm imagining you've seen him play far more than that. How would you describe his game?
He's a do-it-all guard with great size. He's 6'5". He's athletic. He can shoot with range. He can get other guys involved. Really does a little bit of everything. And at least based on early returns that I've been hearing out of Lawrence, he's been every bit as good as expected, if not even a little bit better. And we're talking about a guy that we have ranked number one in the class of 2025 nationally.
What would you say are Peterson's biggest strengths? What's the thing that you think his game needs to develop the most as he continues to grow as a prospect?
You know, you see all the physical things with his size and his athleticism or whatever, but I think his biggest strength is that he thinks and understands the game at a level way above your typical high school kid. When you watch him play, you've seen him one time. He's very mature. He doesn't get too high. He doesn't get too low. And he plays at kind of a pro's pace. I think, it might be okay for him to maybe get a little bit more emotional at times, you know, maybe show a little bit more of that stuff, be a little bit more verbal really with things. That's the biggest thing, is being a little bit more verbal with his teammates and leading with his words just as much as he does his example. And there's times really where he could probably even stand to be a bit more aggressive. Sometimes he'll put it in kind of a little bit of a chill mode because he knows he can turn it on and off. And it's a little bit, obviously, not a little bit, but a lot harder to do that at the college level.
One thing that I'm always really big on, especially with young point guards, is playing with pace. And when I got a chance to see him, just the game felt like it moved a lot slower for him than everybody else. And I think entering now major college basketball, that's going to be a big plus.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And that's really what, you know, that's kind of what I was getting to with his maturity, is just that he sees things that you don't expect an 18-year-old college freshman to see.
Right now, we're talking to Eric Bossy, just getting his thoughts on some local recruits here. You know, we got to do the player comparison game. When you watch Darren Peterson, whose game does it compare to?
I've always said Donovan Mitchell. Probably not quite as explosive athletically, and he's bigger than Donovan Mitchell, but I think if you watch Donovan Mitchell and you see the way he plays the game, you get a general idea of a guy who is going to be a bit more streaky from downtown, but when he gets hot, he can get really hot. He's got a mid-range game. He gets to the rim, and he can play through contact, which is going to be huge. That being physically ready for college is just such a thing in his favor.
Eric, if you had to guess, do you see him as being the number one overall pick in, what, 10 months or so?
Yeah, I would put him number one. Right now, obviously, A.J. DeBanza at BYU, Cameron Boozer, Nate Amen, maybe even Michael Brown at Louisville are all going to make runs at it. But to me, he's the most complete and most NBA-ready player.
Right now, there's obviously a lot of conversation about Darren Peterson, certainly understood as a player who projects to be the number one overall pick. This KU team, it's going to be a lot of discovery for the first time. Who are some other players? Who are some other names that KU fans should kind of keep an eye on as we get closer to the season?
Yeah, right, because there's a lot going on. On the transfer side, the guy who's really kind of piqued my interest is Melvin Council Jr. He's a 6'4 guard who's transferring over from St. Bonaventure. He's a guy that I think is kind of a throwback Bill Self kind of guard. He's long. He's athletic. He's really tough defensively. He's going to be a guy who puts pressure on the rim and attacks and attacks and attacks. I think maybe if you want to go with a little bit of a player comparison for him, I think he's going to remind KU fans a little bit of Tyshawn Taylor. Now, there's some ups and downs with Tyshawn, but I think overall people would take a Tyshawn player. You know, the kid who just committed here, Cole Rosario, is kind of an interesting guy in that he's reclassing from the class of 2026. He's athletic. He can shoot. But I think the biggest thing is you're going to see a team that's probably got more positional size, top to bottom, more length and more athleticism. And I think that's something that Kansas fans are really looking forward to.
Right now, we're talking some college high school basketball with Eric Bossy of 24/7 Sports. From my opinion, he's the best person to talk to about this stuff. Last question about KU, and I do want to ask you about this Missouri recruit that they just got. I was really trying to figure out the last time that a team, their best player was a 6'2", 6'3 freshman. I feel like it's been a while since that's been the case. We'd have to go back to like John Wall, maybe Trey Young. But I'm talking about a team with like real expectations, a team that people can think can win the Big 12 or make a deep run. This is kind of a very unusual situation for Darren Peterson to be KU's best player, certainly in a time where prospects and players are just older because of the transfer portal and because of NIL.
Yeah, it's certainly not something that's usual. And, you know, Kansas is obviously – had its fair share of great freshmen from Andrew Wiggins to, you know, whoever you want to go through. But it is a little nerve-wracking having like a point guard / combo guard being the guy at 18 years old that you're kind of pinning your hopes to. But, you know, as much as that guy can be ready for it, Peterson is. You know, I've just seen him too much. He seems to rise to the challenge. He's competitive, you know, and we'll see what happens.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, let's move to Missouri. They recently signed a four-star guard from Missouri, Scotty Atkinson. I saw him play a couple of years ago, but he wasn't kind of the player that he is now. I guess tell Missouri fans who they just got with this four-star guard.
Yeah, and what's wild is this is a kid who's in the class of 2027. And Scotty Atkinson, he's a 6'2" combo guard out of Webster Groves, which is in the St. Louis area. We currently have ranked number 37 nationally. He's a guy that is going to be very aggressive on the offensive end. He likes to get into the lane. He's got a really good pull-up game off of one or two dribbles. He can stretch defenses out a little bit. I'd say he leans more towards natural scorer than natural playmaker for others. But he's a guy that, you know, he's got 2 years of high school still left, so we'll see where that is. It's tough enough to think about what a college team is going to look like next year with the transfer portal, thinking about how Mizzou is going to look in 2027, 28 is a long time down the road. But he's a guy who had already spent a lot of time on campus and a guy that they wanted bad. And in an era where you don't see many schools trying to lock up a kid who hasn't even started his junior year in high school yet, it says a lot about how highly Dennis Gates and the staff think of this kid and what they think they're getting in him.
We were talking about this earlier, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. I think where I struggle, like as a Missouri fan, I should be excited about this. There was a time that I would have been excited about this, but now with the transfer portal, it just feels like you recruit these guys, you get all excited, then after their freshman year, they then transfer somewhere else. I feel like it's kind of put a damper on this form of recruiting where you just don't get excited about a four-star kid the way that you have basically in any other time that you've covered recruiting.
Yeah, 1,000%. I'll give you an example. So it used to be there weren't many transfers, and in the spring pretty much of kids' senior years, most of those guys were off the market. So what the average person who follows recruiting turned to is they wanted to read as much as they could about spring AAU ball, who college coaches are out watching on the high school stuff. But fans, I think, you get a fatigue from the transfer portal being so fast and furious in April, May, and even into June, that when it comes time for this grassroots stuff, the average basketball fan or football fan, I think, too, just isn't quite as interested in high school recruits anymore. Because like you say, there's a little bit of a fatigue and a little bit of a, well, that's great that we got him, but is he even going to stick around? So I think if we see some more freshmen over these next couple of years, I think we're going to start to see a few more guys not be as quick to leave programs. I think once we see a return and a little bit of an evening out between the portal and actual development within the program, we'll see a lot more interest and a lot more excitement over high school kids. But it's hard enough to get someone excited about a kid in the class of 2026 right now. 2027 is a whole other animal, and Scotty's the first guy from our, you know, that's ranked that high in that class to go ahead and commit somewhere. So I can understand why there's a little bit of, oh, you know, what should I be thinking about this guy just yet from Mizzou fans?
Last thing here, Eric, and I appreciate the time. First thing is, I'm imagining LeBron is the best prospect you've ever seen. Who is the second best high school prospect that you've ever seen? And, you know, we all kind of have these players. Who was the kid that you were certain was going to go on to be an NBA All-Star and things just didn't work out that way?
Oh, boy. You know, I recently did a series on the best players I've seen at each position in my 25 years, now going on 26 in this. And you're correct. LeBron is the best I've ever seen. I would probably argue that Amari Stoudemire was the second best high school player I've ever seen. He was just absolutely ridiculous. Like, you just can't tell me anything that he couldn't have been. Boy, a guy who didn't make it. I think the most notorious one for me is Skal Labissiere. He's the guy that back when I worked at Rivals, I ranked number one in the country over Ben Simmons, number two. Now we could say what we want about Ben Simmons, but Ben Simmons reached all-star status as clearly a much better player than Skal, who was kind of hung in and out of the NBA since finishing up a bad freshman year at Kentucky. So that's the one that is the one that I always go back to, like, oh, man, I really, really got that one wrong.
That is our guy, Eric Bossy, joining us on the show. He is with 24/7 Sports. He is the absolute best if you want to learn anything about high school basketball recruiting. Eric, man, I look forward to catching up with you as we get closer and closer to college basketball. Maybe I'll see you at one of these summer basketball events, man.
Sounds great. Appreciate having me on, C-Dot.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.